Hey there, Cozy Babe, and welcome back to the Cozy Babes Club. My name is Chloe Taylor, and I'm your host. And this week, y'all, we're going to always play a little bit of catch up. That's what we always do in the beginning of the podcast, because that's the vibe that the girly pops are always on, okay? The girls, the gays, and the theys that obviously listen to this podcast. That's what we're always on about. And I just need to tell y'all, last week's response to the episode, y'all were so kind, you were so loving, you were so good in the comments, and I really appreciate that. I felt like that was a very vulnerable episode for me. I really shared a lot of things off the cuff, and I just need y'all to know, I have made like a dramatic turnaround from this past week. I don't know if I said it in the episode because I just don't remember, but I actually started streaming on Twitch, and I think I did mention it. I started streaming on Twitch every single day, and I started on March 1st, and it's when I'm recording this episode, it's March 9th, so it's been 9 days in a row, and just having something to, like, number one, stream is such an accountability thing for me, so, like, even if I'm only streaming to, like, 2 people or 20 people or, you know, 200 people, it doesn't matter. I show up regardless because it is the thing that I am committed to right now. And it has been a very good thing for my mental health to have something that I am fully committed to, that I do not shirk the practice. Because something that I've noticed, even before going through like panic attacks and such, and don't worry, we're not gonna, this episode shouldn't have like triggering content or in it or anything. I say that because I feel like last week there kind of was, and I probably should have put some warnings on that one. We're not going to get like heavily into mental health in this episode, but, I do feel like with like showing up every day, having that practice, it just like something that had happened for me in dealing with mental health stuff in general, even like this, like predated the attacks to me. That's what I was saying. This like predated the panic attacks. My life had gotten so small and so like, I felt like I honestly had too much time. And I know that sounds bananas. Like, who the fuck would be mad if they had too much time on their hands? But I feel like I used to be somebody that I would plan and I would have a to-do list. And I was like big in my girl boss era for like, oh my gosh, over a decade easily. I was big into my girl boss era with my gold stapler and my Chugi gold shit in my office. I still have it. I love Chugi things. Can't help it. I'm a millennial. Sue me. You're here for the Chugi things. Yes, I do still have a gold stapler. Yes, I do have a whiteboard that has a gold frame around it. That's like huge and hanging up in my office. Definitely like, I definitely still exude that energy, but, I feel like I don't know what happened. I like stepped out of that, which to me, like planning and always having somewhere to be and making yourself busy, though I enjoy that, it is very, 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 it's like a very masculine attribute. It's, which is fine. Like if you operate there and you love that, fucking A, good for you. Love that for you, bestie. But I have realized that through asking in my like manifestations, probably like later last year or even earlier last year, a big part of what I had been manifesting was like getting more into feminine energy and like really understanding that. And I feel like I've had these like two very conflicting sides of myself where one side of me is so sad that I'm not this like girl boss planning person anymore. And like, I am beside myself. I don't know what the fuck to do without that part of myself when I've just kind of let it fall by the wayside or I've asked to move into a different energy. And I feel like the divine feminine part of myself is definitely like on the rise. And has been for quite some time. Like that part of me has been slowly waking up, for lack of better words here, slowly waking up. And as that has happened, I've been so like mournful of that past version of myself. And I've been like, oh, I miss her. I miss being that version of myself. And not that I couldn't snap back into it if I really wanted to, but for some reason it like feels impossible. Like I feel like I'm kind of in between two stages right now where I've kind of dropped a lot of my like really productivity heavy masculine way of doing things in my life. But I feel like at the same time, I have swung the pendulum so hard that I got to this place where I just had like no motivation for anything. And I'd sunk so far into that like divine feminine receiving energy that I forgot to create, which creativity is innately divine feminine, no matter which energy you feel like is more dominant in you at this time, which it can fluctuate, because we all carry both. But I just feel like I swung the pendulum so hard that I just kind of, I stopped being that version of myself. And I just like kind of holed up and was just like, I have so much free time on my hands. I don't even know what to do with it. I'm so stressed out by having free time. And I know, like, fucking first world problems. What a problem to have that I should be grateful for in the day and age that we live in. But I feel like I was just kind of spinning my wheels on that. And having a small practice that actually puts me into the groove of creativity and creation, which is the streaming, I feel like has been so good for me. Like, and we even know that in the realm of mental health and psychology, that's like a practice that is taught. I want to say the holistic psychologist teaches this as like a core principle of her work. In her book, actually, what the hell is that book called? I read it. It was very good. It was her first book. It's like got like a red and orange cover. I can't remember the name of it, unfortunately, but the book was so good. It was like How to Do the Work. It's called How to Do the Work. And that's a big part of her outlined practice is you need to commit to something small every single day. And the reason that you do that is you show yourself by building rapport with yourself that you are trustworthy and confident. And that's kind of what streaming has done for me, even just within the first 9 days. The fact that I showed up every single day, and not every day looks the same. Like, there are some days when I stream, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, I know I'm kind of building off of last week. I started streaming this gratitude practice on Twitch every single day. I start at 2 p.m. Pacific. And some days the streams are under an hour, but some days the streams are like 4 to 6 hours long because we'll do the gratitude practice and then I'll actually play games on stream because I don't know if y'all knew, but one of my favorite hobbies in the world is gaming, which I used to have a career built on that. And then when I left the gaming industry, I like stopped gaming for a very long time. I wouldn't say it was that long. It was like a few years. I kind of quit gaming and I just didn't really enjoy it. And I've since come back to that. I play games for just the enjoyment of it now. And so on stream, we do our gratitude practice. We talk for like an hour. And if I have the energy and I feel good, I will continue to stream for hours or maybe just an extra hour, sometimes 4 extra hours. It's like very good for me to show up every day, even though every day doesn't look exactly the same. Because I feel like that, again, getting into that like masculine, feminine sides, the masculine says show up every day for the same amount of hours at the same time, hit it over the head every day exactly the same. And that's how you get productivity. Where divine feminine says you can still show up every day if you want to, but know that it will not look the same every day. And that is how, if you want to like move with your divine feminine, that's like a good way to do it. I feel like is especially if you're somebody like me that has come from like the wounded, hyper masculine, overachieving, girl bossing, etc. era. That's like a very good way, I feel like, to actually kind of taper yourself back is you can still commit to something, but know that you will show up differently every time to it. Give yourself the freedom of doing that. And that has just been like a really good thing for me. I feel like from last week where I was still feeling really panicky and really anxious all the time, and I was kind of on edge a lot. I felt like fighting the feelings of depression a little bit. And this week, genuinely, I feel like I have made a complete turnaround. I feel like I feel grateful. I feel happy. I'm actually excited for the future. I feel like a lot of my creativity in an interesting way has kind of filtered back to me, where I felt like I wasn't excited about anything a week ago. And now it's been really like, I just hope anybody listening to this that struggles, I'm not saying that this will like cure anything that you're dealing with, and nor would I ever make that kind of statement. But I hope that this like gives you some kind of hope. And that's why I share these things so openly, as I know if there's one other person that's struggling, the one thing I can always say is like, things will always get better. There is always that opportunity for things to get better. And hope, even if you can't feel it and you can't hear it and you can't see it, the ticking like clock of hope is always ticking. Like, it's always there. You just might not always be able to hear it or see it or feel it, but hope will swing back around. And what's been so crazy about this experience, I'm like getting the chills talking about it. I didn't know I was going to talk about this today. I don't have any notes for the podcast for this segment, so I didn't know I was going to get caught up in this, but I feel like somebody must really need to hear it, because I have like full body chills. But what has kind of transpired for me is I felt intuitively called to do that. I felt like I kept asking my spirit guides, I kept like praying over it and being and like just asking, like, I don't know what to do. I feel so confused. I feel so lost. I feel like I'm in the void. I feel like I'm struggling. Let me like surrender this. And then I got this like intuitive hit of like, hey, you should stream. You should commit, and like specifically commit to a length of time for stream. Like, how, like right now we're doing 33 days in a row, and I don't know what's going to happen after day 33. We might just continue. I have no idea what's going to transpire after that. I have no idea why intuitively I felt pushed to do this, but I did. And I just followed it. I was like, okay, like one foot in front of the other, let's just do it. And so with it, with doing this, I feel like it's led to little sparks of other creativity. Like, I'll be in stream talking to y'all, any of y'all that show up for it. And I'll be talking to y'all and somebody will like say something and it will just be the most inspiring thing I've heard. Or like I'll be like wanting to add new things to my stream. Like, I am very much a big bitch on aesthetics. I don't know if you knew that about me. I don't know if we've talked about this. We probably have in the years that this podcast has existed, but I am huge on aesthetics. Like, I honestly think if for some reason I don't end up staying in like doing spirituality content and I pivot again, I feel like my next pivot is going to be into like home decor and fashion. I'm not even kidding a little bit. I feel so like drawn and creative by doing those things. And my aesthetic for stream, anytime I've streamed, back in 2016, back in 2018, back in 2019, all of those years that I've streamed, my aesthetic has always been really important to me. So like making the alerts right, making the panels right. If you've never been to Twitch, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but like even my stream backdrop and like the things that I add over time, I am such an aesthetic queen. Like, that is just what I do. And I don't know, like, I don't know if in a past life I was like a home decorator or something, but I feel like this is something I was innately born with. And I have a hard time personally believing in stuff like that. Like, I don't think people are born gifted. I think that talent is made, but I swear to you, I don't know where I got that. I don't know where I learned like what looks good and what doesn't. And I'm not trying to sit here and brag, but like, I just have a very keen eye for aesthetic when it comes to photography, when it comes to decorating a room, when it comes, like, I have this eye for detail that I don't see in, I'm not saying other people can't possess the same skill, because I think many people do. I just feel like it's something that I don't understand where it came from, because I don't feel like I was ever professionally trained for it. And it's something that I just have. Like, even as a kid, I was like this. And anyways, my whole point to that is I do feel like I could see myself being, I just feel like my thing, on another small side tangent, I don't know that I could see myself making home and like fashion content, mostly because when I make content, I like it to be easy. I like to do like one consistent shot. I don't like to spend forever editing. I like it to be easy. I like it to be a system formulated and done. Like even when I make these podcasts, I almost never edit them. Like they are just one take. We are have an outro, an intro, and sometimes an outro, and that's it. Like there is no, I don't sit here and fumble over things. I don't edit things. Even when I do tarot card readings, I don't edit things out. It is so rare that I will edit something out. That's kind of how I prefer things to be. And I feel like making content like that would require more editing and more crunching down because you'd have like hours and hours and hours of content. If you're like filming, decorating a room or like pulling some kind of project together, I don't enjoy the tedious work of having to cut things down. So I don't know. I also feel like that's also another millennial thing where we all feel like we have to capitalize on our creativity and like be another cog in the machine. And maybe my artistry for home decor and fashion and all of that is just for me. Maybe it's not for anybody else. Maybe that's actually a good thing and I should keep some hobbies to myself. I don't know. Millennial problems. But anyways, all of this to say, I feel like even though I haven't quite figured out yet where I'm headed, I don't know like what my mission is. I don't know like exactly where I'm headed right now creatively. I'm at the very least, I am excited about the process. And every day, like literally every day, I'm not even kidding. Every day I am seeing like little miracles. I am seeing where a little spark hits me and I'm like, oh, I'm going to write a note for that. And I'm going to go back and do that later because that's not like, even like I said, for stream, that's been my biggest thing right now. So like I got excited to put these really cute wire fairy lights in my backdrop. And I was like, oh my God, I need to do that. And I did that. Like I bought them, had them sent to my house. And one night, really late at night, I put them up. And just like, that's something a week ago, I wouldn't have wanted to get up out of bed to do that because I felt so miserable. So it's the little wins that we're celebrating right now. But in dealing with all of this, it's just been like, it's been really nice to get back in touch with things that I actually enjoy and things that I love to do. And it just, I feel like when you're down in the dumps like that, I hesitate to say depressed because I feel like I think I said this in the last episode, I don't like to identify with diagnoses if it doesn't help me. If it doesn't help me to like seek help or get care or actually like improve, I don't like to attach myself to an identity of a diagnosis. And so I hesitate to say depression outright. I prefer like feeling the feelings of depression. Like when I felt that way, it's like this place of feeling like you just have no hope, no hope. Nothing will ever get better. You'll never be excited again. You'll never feel creative again. And it's all lies. It's all bullshit that your brain just conjures up for whatever fucking reason. And it just felt really good to like be on the flip side of that. And even though, like I said, I don't have a full big picture vision, which is definitely weird for me. Usually I do. It's been really fun to like relearn. It's been fun to be like, what do I actually really like? What do I really want to do? What's really exciting me right now? What's actually inspiring me right now? And I also feel like that is very divine feminine as well. Acting out of inspired action instead of just like doing tasks for whatever reason. Thankfully, I'm feeling very inspired to get back to like private reading clients because there are people that have been waiting on me and I feel so terrible about that. But like, I can't show up and do a private reading client when, first of all, my husband was really sick. I was really sick. And then to have like a mental health crisis happen immediately on top of that, like there's no way. I'm not going to give somebody else my bunk ass energy, you know? So I'm grateful though that like I'm feeling well enough and I'm like genuinely excited. I did a couple of clients when I had like a good day, but now I feel like I'm ready to like get in there and finish my queue. So if any of y'all have been waiting for readings, know that they're coming. Preferably within the next like 7 days. Like I would really like to finish them out this next week. anyways, probably by the time you hear this, if you're listening, they're already being done. You maybe have already received your reading because I'm actually recording this a little bit in advance, not the night before. Anyways, that's what I wanted to say for catch up. I know that was like 20 long minutes of stuff, but I just feel like I just being in this and being so open and so vulnerable about what I've been experiencing, I think it's also good to hear the repair. It's good to hear a turn of events. It's good to hear the good things that are happening. And like, healing is happening literally right in front of me. It's happening to me and through me, and I feel it. And it just feels so good. Like, oh, that's something else. One more thing, and then we'll move on to the topic at hand today. I cut bangs. I gave myself bangs today, and they look so cute. I'm so excited to stream and show them off later. Yeah, it's going to be so fun. But yeah, I cut bangs, and I also like took, I usually cut my own hair. I just have not taken the time to like vet a proper hairstylist, and I'm very picky. Not that I'm like, oh, you did it wrong. It's that my sister is my hairdresser. She doesn't live where I live. We live like 1,000 miles apart, and I just don't get to see her enough, but she is like a hair goddess. Like she just like, That's a lie. I've seen one other stylist in my life that I actually felt like was as good as her, but like, she is a goddess. She just cuts hair and like, she's just amazing. She is an incredible hairdresser. She is genuinely, genuinely talented. And it's hard for me to find other people that are as good as her. So I just don't, I literally stay home and cut my own hair because I don't trust anybody else to do it. But I also took like, I have thinning shears because of course I keep hair scissors because I cut my own hair. I took thinning shears to my hair as well. So I did more than that. Sorry, I'm so chatty today, y'all. I actually did like Brad Mondo's wolf cut thing, which like I've done that before. It usually garners really good results, which it did today as well, just to add more choppy layers to my hair. I was kind of actually trying to go for more of a shag, but I feel like to achieve the shag, it's a little bit harder. And the wolf cut is kind of like a glorified shag. They're very similar. So I wanted like more choppy and short layers to my hair. So I did that. And then after that, I like took the thinning shears through my hair as well. So I feel like my hair just has so much like curl and body to it now because I have naturally really wavy hair. Like I have like the perfect beach wave hair naturally. I can't help it. Jupiter in Leo, I am just blessed like that. Anybody that has Jupiter in Leo knows your hair is naturally blessed. You have like really good hair, guaranteed. My husband also has Jupiter in Leo. He has really good hair. And I have a niece that has Jupiter in Leo and she also has really good hair. So yeah, just facts. It's because Leo is the lion and it rules the lion's mane, like the hair. So if you have Jupiter, the planet of luck and abundance in Leo, you guaranteed have good hair, period. So I just like naturally have this like really great wave to my hair. And when I have it cut in a shag, it like really accentuates that. Naturally, I can just like roll out of bed and be like, look at me, I'm a goddess. I don't have to really fuss with it. So, I just like feel really like myself, I think, because I like cut my hair, gave myself bangs. Like I am just feeling like, and I painted my nails today, Barbie hot pink. I'm just like, I am feeling like such a vibe. I am feeling like myself. I am feeling embodied today. And yeah, I just really wanted to instill that like things always can get better. Everybody's healing, of course, looks different, but I think it's important to share those notes of like, yes, I was really struggling. Yes, I am still working through it. No, I don't feel like it's fully over yet, but I feel like I'm getting to a place where I'm having more good days than bad days. And I do think that has been from putting conscious effort towards it and not just like letting myself be consumed by it and actually like working through and processing the emotions behind it as well as committing to a daily practice. And that daily practice, it's not like I just get up and stream and do whatever. We start stream with a gratitude practice every day. Like, if y'all really need an accountability buddy for that, please come to my stream. I will be live for the next, we're on day 9. I'm doing 33 days minimum, and I'm convinced we might keep going. Like, we'll see how I feel at the end of 33 days. But for the time being right now, I feel like I might just keep going. Like, I feel so good doing this that it makes me want to keep committing. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say on that. And let's actually talk about the topic at hand, because y'all ask for these, okay? Y'all ask for these. And I feel like I actually, truth be told, I already recorded this episode once, but it was like over a month ago. Like, I already made the episode once and it's a video. I actually have like a video sitting on my hard drive with all of this information where I've already talked. But I just don't like the video. I get very self-critical when this is why when I make something in the moment, if I don't, this is why I don't like to like collect things, and I don't like to make content that takes a long time and I have to like wait to put it out, is because I will get so overcritical of it that I just won't release it. And this is something I need to work through. I don't know what it's going to take to get there yet. It's not currently a journey that I'm concerned about right now, if I'm being totally honest with you. It's not something that I feel like is the time or the place to work on healing that, mainly because I'm already working on so much else with my health. But I just, if it takes too long, I literally will just like start to get so overcritical of it that I literally won't publish it. This happens anytime that I take too long to produce something. Like if I film something and it sits on a hard drive for over a week, it will literally get thrown out. Mostly because I've lost like the charge and the inspiration from it as well, that I feel like the energy for it is just gone. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Many of y'all ask me about stuff like that. Actually, you'll ask me about like, yeah, because you're a full-time content creator, like, do you actually ever like loathe the things that you make? And like, yes, those things usually don't get published though. Once it's out and it's published, it's like, if you think about your creations, like a birthing process, it's like when you finally release that video, like the baby has been born. Like, you're done now. You get to celebrate the afterglow. You get to be excited that that thing is done now. And I feel like if I let something sit, it's like I was in labor for a week and now I'm just pissed. Like, I don't even want it anymore. Forget the baby. We're done. I know that is such a weird analogy, but like, I feel like that's genuinely how I treat my creations. And I always have. Like, this is not new. I have been this way since the dawn of my creating era. Which was 2010. So 14 years ish, give or take. Actually, probably 14 years, like this month, actually. 14 years of being a creative full time. Well, actually, I can't say that. 2013 was when it became full time, but 2010 was technically when I started. But in any case, yeah, if I feel like I can't settle in that afterglow really quickly, it's not getting published, period. Okay, so the topic at hand today is wellness trends that I'm loving. Y'all ask for these, so I love delivering them. I love that y'all are wellness girlies, gays, and theys. I am obsessed with y'all. I love that you love what I love. And I just want to talk to you about basically the wellness trends that I love right now that I hope stick. Like, I hope we keep them as a society because I think they're fabulous. And the first one is going to be the beef tallow for me. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. You're like, beef tallow, what the fuck is that about? So beef tallow, personally, I love it as like a skin product. I love it as a lotion. I love it as a soap. I love it. Basically, beef tallow, yes, it is animal derivative, comes from a cow. You do want like grass-fed, you know, you don't want, if you're getting beef tallow and like having it in any kind of skincare product, please make sure that you are vetting like good companies that use grass-fed beef tallow, because if you're not, you have to remember that animals that are, you know, jacked up on Lord knows what, not going to give you like the best product out of that. So, that being said, I love, and this is not sponsored, I wish it was, but my favorite company of the moment is Primally Pure. I love Primally Pure. They make a lot of tallow products, but let me tell you why this shit is so good and why I love it. So it has CLA in it, which is conjugated linoleic acid, which is responsible for the flow of moisture in and out of your cells. So basically, it is so similar to the way, like, it is, how is this, like, best phrased? I'm trying to recall the information because I actually know about this shit. Like, I sat and I studied so I could teach you. It's basically, it works well because it is a product that, like, it's very similar because it is animal derivative. It is similar to our own skin. It is similar to our own moisture. And so because of that, it sinks into our cells easier. So love that. It's also an anti-inflammatory because it's chock full of vitamin D, and it's also chock full of vitamin E, which protects your skin from UV damage, and it also soothes irritated skin, also kind of anti-inflammatory property. It also has vitamin A in it, which speeds up skin's natural healing production, and it's all natural. So our skin accepts it easier. That's the point I was trying to make. Our skin accepts it easier because it's animals are like us. So it actually, like, accepts through the skin barrier easier. So love me some beef tallow products. Love Primally Pure. My favorite right now is their body butter. Their body butter in the almond vanilla scent. And another thing I like about it is there's this website that you can go to. You can literally just search on Google, like, product, it's like skin product ratings, and it will come up. I can't remember what it's called, and I'm sorry about that. Should have written it down. But basically, their product, specifically that product in that scent, has like one of the highest ratings you can get on a product, where it's not filled with like toxic ingredients. It doesn't have any endocrine disruptors in it, which is something that a lot of today's skincare products have, which for my girlies that have hormone issues, which a lot of us do, it's not good to be putting things with endocrine disruptors on your skin. Because actually, I don't know if y'all knew this, but number one, our skin is our biggest organ because it literally covers all of our body. But things can actually come through the skin barrier as well. So, like, same with like cleaning products and stuff, but we're not going to get on that tangent today. Like if you like put garlic in the crook of your elbow, like the crease of your elbow, and just held it there, like a peeled piece of garlic, you actually will taste it in your mouth within 20 minutes. I've done this before. That's how I know. We actually did it in my fashion class of all places back in high school. I took a fashion class a couple of semesters and we did this in class, and it just like shows you how what you put on your skin is a direct impact. It like gets into your body. So anyways, all of that said, I'm loving the beef tallow products. I'm a big fan. Love it anywhere I can get it, but especially in like lotions and things that I would put on my skin. Also like soap too. Beef tallow made soap bars, so good. Okay, the next wellness trend that I am absolutely motherfucking obsessed with, this is probably my number one, if I'm honest, is it's going to be the healthy soda alternatives. Okay. The healthy soda alternatives to me, my two favorite brands are Poppi and Olipop. And if I had to pick one, it's going to be Poppi. I love them both, but Poppi, number one, I can get a case of it at Costco, so that makes me love it anyways. Olipop is also sold at my local Costco, but they only sell it in like packs of six, I think, where I can get like, I want to say it comes with 20 cans of Poppi. It's like a big case, a flat. And the ingredients are great. I actually have a can sitting right in front of me right now. God, Poppi, please sponsor me. I love Poppi so much. If y'all are out there listening, fucking sponsor me. I love Poppi. I will be your number one hype girl. But basically, I just wanted to like look at the can. 5 grams of sugar, number one. So if you're a big soda drinker, this is something that I feel like it doesn't taste like LaCroix. It doesn't taste like those like bubbly waters. It tastes like a soda. But 25 calories, if you care about that. I don't care about calories. I'm just pointing it out in case you do care. 2 grams of dietary fiber. So it's also like good for your gut. 5 grams of sugar. And no protein, unfortunately. But like, I'm fine with that. It's a soda. It doesn't need to do that for me. But basically, even the ingredients, like listen to this, sparkling water, white grape juice, apple juice, organic cane sugar. So there is a tiny bit of sugar, but again, 5 grams, I feel like that's fantastic. Organic apple cider vinegar, organic agave inulin, natural flavor fruit and vegetable juice for color, citric acid and stevia. So they're even like sweetened with stevia, which I actually like. It's the other like sweeteners that I'm not really a fan of. Stevia is the one that I feel like, from what has been researched and I have seen when I've looked for anything on it, it actually is like a plant derivative. It's not just like some like chemical compound we made up that still triggers our body into having an insulin response. So love their soda. My favorite one. Oh gosh, that's so hard. I love so many of them. I really love the raspberry rose. I love the, I think it's the cherry limeade, or it's like a cherry lime something. And I also love the root beer. The root beer is also very good. The grape is good too. If I had to pick one though, against all of them, I honestly don't think I can. It's probably between the raspberry rose and the cherry lime. I just really like those flavors, but I'm a big fan of it because number one, it's like soda got cool again. I feel like if you're a millennial, which I definitely am, and I feel like I speak to a lot of us, if you're a millennial, I feel like we all went through this phase where like soda got super demonized to us and like our parents only started drinking diet soda, and maybe you're a diet soda connoisseur as well, which I don't think is a bad thing. Like, do you? I mean, I personally don't drink it and wouldn't, but doesn't mean I'm going to judge you for doing that. You know, actually that's a lie. On occasion, I do have a diet Mountain Dew Baja Blast. On occasion, I will get Baja Blasted. I will get hashtag Baja Blessed every once in a blue moon, but I really don't drink a ton of it because I don't, when it comes to diet sodas, we know that things like aspartame and those like those fake sweeteners, they actually can still emulate an insulin response. And myself being insulin resistant because I have PCOS, it's just like not good for me. And it doesn't make me feel good when I drink it. So I don't. But this shit right here, not only does it help you poop because it has dietary fiber in it, but it's delicious, tastes like a genuine soda, and they come in so many good flavors. So and one more thing about that is they also are really good in like mocktails. So y'all know that I quit drinking December 5th of last year. I have technically had one outing where I did have a few drinks, and that was on Valentine's Day. I was having a really nice dinner and I had a couple of drinks with my dinner. But outside of that, I have continued to not drink. And I feel like these, because when you get rid of a coping mechanism, especially during Pisces season, okay, we're still in Pisces season until the 19th, and Saturn is actually sitting with Pisces right now, in Pisces right now, on like with the sun. This is really bad for your coping mechanisms. This is like asking you to sit with really uncomfortable feelings and not having an escape from them. And so I feel like oftentimes culturally drinking is used as an escape, especially during Pisces season. And a lot of us are having uncomfortable feelings around that, and we're not able to get that same feeling from doing it. And in fact, there have been people even in my life that have drank for long periods of time and they're like suddenly going sober, which is fantastic. I fucking love that. And I celebrate that. And I'm so excited for that. But I feel like these are such a good, like, if that is something you're wanting to lessen, and I'm not trying to demonize alcohol to y'all, do what you want to do. It's your life, not mine. And I don't care how you want to use your time in your life and what you want to do. I myself still like to have the occasional drink, but when you have a habit of reaching for a drink, it's really important that you replace the habit instead of just trying to brute force it, go cold turkey. Replace the drink with something else. And that's what I did when I quit drinking in December, because I feel like I was just drinking more than I wanted to align with my goals. And that was enough for me to, we've already talked about this in another episode, I don't need to get into it, but I feel like having other drinks in the house has been helpful because I don't feel like I need to reach for that kind of drink when I have a poppy or I have an Olipop or coconut water or something. But I really, really enjoy these damn sodas. And it is a wellness trend right now. They are very hype. Like Poppy, I think, even got a Super Bowl commercial this year. And I'm so like, I'm just really here for the probiotic sodas. And I feel like they should stay. I don't want them to ever leave. And it is a wellness trend that I just cannot get enough of. The next wellness trend for me is going to be the magnesium glycinate. Okay. Magnesium in general, but I can't take magnesium citrate, which is what a lot of the girlies suggest. Magnesium citrate is a straight shot to the toilet for me. We've talked about this in past episodes. Magnesium citrate has a natural laxative effect. And if you are somebody that is susceptible to having your system flushed out when you have a bit of magnesium citrate, you're in the same boat as me. Don't take magnesium citrate if that bothers you. Take magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate doesn't have the laxative effect, but you still get all of the wonderful benefits of magnesium. So fantastic. And also, obviously, check with your doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I am a certified holistic nutritionist. And something that I learned in school is that something like 90 to 95% of Americans and Europeans have a magnesium deficiency. It's actually very common. So like I said, please, you know, check with your doctor. Don't just willy-nilly be taking shit just because some bitch on a podcast said it. But it's the magnesium glycinate for me. I'm obsessed. Did I say 90 to 95%? I'm sorry. I'm a fucking liar. It's 50%, 50% of Americans and Europeans. It's probably 90% in America though, because we all know that, like, you know what? I don't even want to get into that. Y'all already know what I was going to say. There are just like so many people that travel abroad and like suddenly they can eat bread and cheese and they're fine. But if they eat it in America, they're sick. Like, what the fuck is that even about? Y'all, I am on one tonight. Okay, it also like helps me to sleep with zero side effects. Like I don't feel weird. It doesn't do anything weird to my body. I just feel like suddenly I'm like, oh, I'm tired and it feels normal. I just feel sleepy. So I'm a big fan. I can also get it at Costco. And y'all already know I'm a super fangirl of Costco. I've literally mentioned it so many times in this podcast episode. And I swear they don't sponsor me either, but I wish they did. They will. Someday Costco is going to be beating down my door for the sponsorship. It's going to happen. Mark my words. I talk about them so much. I fangirl hard for Costco. But yeah, magnesium glycinate, she's my homie. We love her. She is the star of the show. She is the prize. The one thing I want to say though about vitamins is please make sure you're checking your labels when you buy vitamins. I would just encourage you to, if you buy any vitamins that have carrier oils in them, try to find one that is like olive oil, coconut oil, something that's going to be better for you, because a lot of those seed oils actually cause inflammation because of the omega-6-3 ratio being really off in especially the American diet. So like when it comes to magnesium, I think you're fine. Like I don't think most of them are an oil base. They're usually a powder in like a gel capsule, but just in general with your vitamins, make sure you're vetting like good ones. Don't just willy-nilly, like not Costco. Trust me on that one. Not one vitamin D supplement where I live would I buy from Costco because they all have seed oils in them. Anyways, moving on. The next wellness trend that I'm absolutely fucking myself with. Okay. I love it so much. is going to be the dry brushing. Okay. I recently got into dry brushing. Like, when was that? When did I want to say it was in like January I got into dry brushing. So it's been a couple of months and I don't do it every day, but like, I'm going to say like 2 to 3 times a week before I get in the shower. I got my brushes from Primally Pure, who I mentioned earlier, but they just have good ones. Excuse me, but you can buy your dry brushes from wherever. Just search like anywhere that you would want to shop for dry brushes. You can get them. I know Amazon sells them if you shop there. You could probably even go to like Whole Foods and I bet they would have a dry brush. That seems like somewhere that would have a dry brush. But basically, as if you were a horse with your luscious hair, okay, you I always start at my feet, and I do it before I take a shower. I always start at my feet, and you want to brush your body with like a coarser brush. If you brush your face, definitely buy a softer brush. You're not supposed to use the coarse brush on your face. It's too harsh for the face, the skin on the face. But basically you do small strokes towards a lymph node. So like when you do the feet and the calves and the thighs, you go towards like the inner thigh, which there's a lymph node there that you can help, like basically it helps to like stimulate your lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is how our body actually naturally detoxifies. So a lot of us, especially if we live sedentary lives, we're not moving our bodies as much as we used to in this day and age, which is very common. Don't beat yourself up about it. I'm not here to be the sedentary police. But when we move the lymphatic system, especially if you're somebody that deals with chronic inflammation of any kind or an autoimmune disease of some kind, you are somebody that is going to want to pay attention to inflammation. So this just really helps to basically work with that naturally detoxifying system to push toxins out of your body, literally. So I love it. It's like a meditative experience for me, and that you get so many good benefits from it. So it works on the lymphatic system, right? And the second thing that it does is it works as a natural exfoliant. So you don't need an exfoliator. You can dry brush before you get in the shower and then just use whatever soap you're going to use, and you will have exfoliated and like flaked off all the dead skin cells on your body, which is fantastic. Also, when you do your like hands, arms, shoulders, chest, you want to brush towards the armpit because there's lymph nodes there. So basically you're brushing yourself. I'll do a minute on each foot, a minute on each calf, a minute on each thigh, and I'll actually like stopwatch time it so I can make sure that I'm getting a really good experience out of it. And I'll put on like a superhuman meditation or activation. That's what they call them now. I'll put on a superhuman activation and I'll just like really vibe into it. Say those affirmations and brush myself like a horse, I guess. It also helps to unclog pores. And it's just good. It feels good. It's a self-care practice for me. And it's a wellness trend that's been around for a really long time. And I hope it never goes away because it's fantastic. So the next wellness trend that I am absolutely loving, especially as the divine feminine is continuing to awaken, she's been awakening for like 20 years, I feel like, but I genuinely feel like with the rise of social media and so many more people being more aware to it, we are awake like never before. And something that has come with that is the acknowledgement of cyclical living. And y'all know I talk a lot about cyclical living. I'm big on it. I love this as a wellness trend. And I hope it's something that a lot of culture actually adopts because it's something that I think could actually genuinely improve every person's life if we shifted into more of a cyclical way of being, because you are nature. Did you know that? Like your bones and your muscles, those are the rocks and the mountains. Your blood is the water. Your voice and your breath and the way that you speak and speak inspiration into yourself and into other people, that is your air. And your passion, your fire is your heart. And we literally are nature. So why would we think that we would need to move away from a cyclical way of being? It's literally part of us. And I feel like, to be honest, not to get up on some fucking high horse right now, but I really feel, or a soapbox rather, not a high horse, not to get up on a soapbox about it right now, but I really feel like this is a big part of why society feels the way that it does, is because so many of us are geared towards being these overproductive individuals when we have gotten so far removed from our natural nature, literally. And I don't think that means that you need to go outside and like hug trees all the time, unless that's what you're into. I love hugging trees. I'm into it. You know, I think it looks different for every person. One of the best tips I think I could give you if you want to move into this way of being more and it's like something that interests you is the thing that I think I was the most interested in. And the first time I heard it, I was like, this is the best. And I think I've mentioned it on a podcast episode before, but I'm just going to mention it again really quick. And that is just save things for the right season. Like for me, the winters where I live are cold, dark, wet, and isolating as fuck. I actually hate winter in the state of Washington. Like I used to be a winter loving girly. I used to love snow when I lived in Utah. I loved the enchantment of it. I loved the Yuletide season. Even after Yuletide season, I felt like it was just, I loved it. And then living here, I don't know what changed. I don't know if I just got sick of it living there and then I came here and I feel like it's worse somehow, even though it doesn't snow as much. Maybe it's because the snow made it at least a little whimsical and we don't really get a lot of that here. I absolutely hate the winter here. But I think the reason why, and this is something I will be doing this year that I didn't do last year because I didn't know about it, is I'm going to save my winter shit for winter. Like my least favorite season, winter, I feel like I get bored and I get like cabin fever in my fucking wood cabin house because I feel like I'm isolated, I'm cold, and it's just gray outside. I don't have the inspiration to create the same way I do when it's brighter out and the sun is out. And I feel like that fire of the sun, right? I feel like the sun does good things for me. I actually think that I, in the wintertime, get a little, I get a little seasonal depression-y and it's hard for me to deal with it, especially during like right now. I feel like I am so itchy for spring. It's driving me crazy. But I feel like if I didn't do the winter activities all year long, I would actually have something to really look forward to. So what I'm fixing to do this year is if there's a show that comes out that I'm really excited to watch, I'm going to put it on a list and save it for winter. Excuse me. If I get a puzzle or a Lego set or something, I'm going to save it for winter. If I get like just things like that, you know, I'm just going to save the appropriate things for winter time. Maybe even like certain books or because I think you can still read in like every season. I'm a big reader, but maybe if there's like books that revolve around the Yuletide season, you know, holiday reads, things like that. I could also see, you know, if I don't ice skate, but I'd be willing to try it. Maybe I could save like ice skating for that time. You know, I haven't made like a great compiled list yet, but I'm sure I will. But like, or, you know, having like evenings by the fireplace, you know, there are times where it will like rain a little bit in the middle of the year and I'm like, oh, turn on the fireplace. But like, maybe I just won't. And I will save that for the winter season because we have heaters. Like we don't need the fireplace all the time here. And just things like that, you know, maybe I'll save the hot chocolate or I'll save the warmer drinks or maybe I'll save like, you know how they sell like peppermint creamer year round now? I'll save the peppermint creamer for that time. There's just like so many things for me that symbolize the the winter season. And I just feel like I want to save that. Same with like candles and stuff. I'd rather save like my candlelit dinner and my candlelit everything for that season when it's really dark and rainy out. Also, this past year, I took like 3 months off of my schedule. And I still did like, I want to say, I don't remember if the podcast took a break. It might have. I definitely wasn't producing as much content, but I had a lot of things scheduled. So it might have looked like I was still here. But I took like 3 months off last year. And I'm telling you, I've never felt peace like I felt during that time, ever. Like I would sometimes sit and think to myself, my goddess, this is what peace feels like. This is what it feels like to feel good. And that's just so fucking sad. But also, I was just like watching Disney movies and laying in my bed and doing face masks and reading little books. And I was just like so overcome with this sense of like calm. And I was more playful with my husband and I made more soups. And I like, it just, I feel like I got a little taste of that at like the end or the end of fall, early winter. And so this next year I plan to do it kind of different timed. Maybe I'll like get into it like December, January, February, or like maybe even January, February, March. I'll like treat that time, even though technically in March we get into spring, but I guess that's technically aligned because the first day of winter isn't until like the 20th or so of December. So that actually like is right. That is when winter happens. So yeah, I feel like I would love to do that again this year, where I take like a huge chunk of time off just to like let my creativity kind of dwindle down. And like, we always think we have to be on all the time, creating and making and doing things and being productive. And so much of how this world is designed on top of that. And I have the freedom and the privilege to make my life not look like that. And I would prefer it. I would prefer it. And I'm not saying that because I want to make anybody feel bad that like doesn't have that in their life yet. But just if I could like speak my authentic truth here for a minute, which literally that's like what this podcast is. That's something that is like so good for creatives, when you can give yourself that space without shame. And I think, that's something I will like include in my cyclical living, is going to be a plan to not work for 3 months again. Honestly, if I could make it to where I was so far ahead that I could take like 4 to 6 months, I would. Not because I don't love what I do, but I feel like when you take time off to let yourself just be, you come back swinging with so many good ideas. And like the content that comes after something like that, amazing. Also, I think everybody deserves deep rest like that. And I honestly hope that for every single one of you, if you desperately crave rest like that, I hope you get it, truly. Okay. And then the final thing, this one's a little more on the silly side, but it's one that I'm just like, how did I live without this? I don't even think I've talked about it on the podcast, and I don't know why, because I've had it for quite a while. It's my bidet. Okay. I feel like in 2020, bidets got really popular for obvious reasons. In America, they're popular in other countries, but for some reason, not here. Don't know why. They're fucking fabulous. But it's going to be the bidet for me. I have one in both of my bathrooms. They were relatively inexpensive, and like, they're not warm. Like, they're cold water, just like from the tap, but I feel like I'm used to that now. My keister is a little used to that now, and it doesn't bother me. But I think we paid like not even $60 a piece for them. They were really inexpensive. And genuinely, as a sensitive skin girly, we're going to get real personal right now. I sometimes would like bleed because I would have to wipe too many times if I was having tummy troubles, which like hot girls have tummy trouble. And the bidet has completely eliminated that problem. I don't have that problem at all anymore. It never happens, in fact. And also, I'm just going to say it. Okay, for any of y'all non-believers in the bidet, why is it that if you get like dirt on your hands, you don't just wipe the dirt off, or you go and you wash your hands? Why do we treat our butthole differently? You know, we just kind of like smear it around with toilet paper. That doesn't make sense. The bidet makes sense. Also, it's just been fantastic. Great addition to my routine. Great addition to my life. I have nothing negative to say about it. And it was a really easy install too. Like there was no, my husband was able to do it. Like there was no, which like, that's not an insult. And it wasn't, that wasn't, oh my gosh, that sounded so bad. That sounded like it wasn't hard. Even how hard can it be? Boys do it, right? Like Maddie, I can't remember her last name, but she's an Instagram influencer that came up with that phrase, coined the phrase. Boys do it. How hard could it be? But I think with those kinds of things, a lot of people fear that they're going to have to like shut off the water main line or something. No, you don't. Most modern day toilets have a like a thing where you can turn the water off right at the toilet. Very common in a lot of builds nowadays. And even if your building is like older, a lot of them, like it was common before too. So you just like crank that knob to turn the water off right at the toilet, install it real quick. And they have a full tutorial on how to do it wherever you buy from. I think I got mine from Tushy. I think the place was called Tushy. Not sponsored, just love it. And literally it just came with a little video tutorial. You slap those suckers on the toilet. They are so fantastic. I love them. Have them in both bathrooms. Cannot recommend them enough. When I have traveled or not been at home, I am sad when I don't have my bidet. Like my husband and I, we comment on it. We'll be like, oh, I had to poop outside of the house today and this fucking sucked. I miss my bidet. So you will get so accustomed to it that you'll be like, damn, I need that shit in my life. Anyways, those are the wellness trends that I am loving. I want all of them to stay. They're all fantastic. Let me know in the comment section if you're on Spotify, which one of these you would try, or if you use any of them, or if you love any of them. And also leave me a 5-star rating if you love the podcast, because it helps us get seen by more people. And that's what we want here. Anyways, I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you all again next Monday. And do not forget, when you stand in your own authenticity, you empower everyone around you to do the same. Have a fantastic Monday, cozy babe. I will talk to you again next week. Bye.